T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time to say hello to John Lynch, the 49ers general manager. John, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Great to have you on. How much happier are you to be on with me than stuck with Lorenzo Neal, who, come on, a little of that guy goes a long way, right?
I mean, Lorenzo Neal, come on. Let's. of course, I love my guy Lowe, but I'm happy to be on with you as well.
Well, thank you. I heard there was a tug of war of where you might end up. I'm glad that we won. I really am. Thank you so much. So, John, when you were hired, I thought that anyone who would be hired into your position was 2 years away from being about 2 years away. That's sort of what you inherited. It's why you and Kyle got six-year deals that corresponded with each other, because you both knew that this was going to take some time. And here you are now in year two, and we're actually tamping down expectations. Amazing what a quarterback can do. I think you're ahead of schedule officially. Do you?
Well, I would say, Damon, we didn't really try to have a schedule, and I think that's why it was important to have the six-year deals for no other reason that it could allow us to make decisions for the right reasons. We wanted to set up a situation. I think anybody can go out with the money that we had at our disposal and just spend an insane amount of money and compete right away, but can you sustain it? And we wanted to build this thing the right way. We wanted to affect a culture by bringing in great people who represent the core values that we're all about. And I think when you do that, you have an opportunity to make it sustainable. I would say that we knew from the beginning of the conversations that Kyle and I had, and I don't think, you know, we were ingenious for coming up, you know, with this idea, but that we could really accelerate that if we found our franchise guy. It probably came in a different avenue than we might have expected right at the beginning. But we're fortunate that we did find one in Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, when we acquired him, we said, we'll give it a look. And we think he has qualities that could lead to him being our guy. And, he earned it. And, is it a short sample size? Is there a little bit of a leap of faith? Sure. But, we feel like in our mind that Jimmy showed us that he is the guy that we wanted to move forward with.
I heard a great analogy on Good Morning Football from Kyle Brandt, who was talking about, you know, Deshaun Watson and Jimmy Garoppolo. Two guys have only played 7 games, officially a small sample size, but, you know, it's like when you get poured a little taste of wine, like you smell it, you swirl it, and you're like, yeah, go ahead, you pour that. That's legit. And that's what I think we're looking at, really, with Garoppolo. I mean, certainly Watson was standing as well. But I don't think you need to be a football expert to see quickly that this guy fits the mold.
Yeah, I like that analogy. I was probably a little bit more prone to just take the shot. You know, I was ready. I think Kyle was smelling and sniffing, and he's a quarter. You know, he's a coach, and he should do that. I think you can see the talent with Jimmy. I think that's where Kyle and I have complimented each other well in different situations. He's very pragmatic, and I'm let's go for it. And in other situations, he's the guy who's going for it, and I'm saying, hey, slow down. So I think in that situation, the key thing is that I think you always start with a good foundation, and we started with the foundation of all we're doing is making what we think is a wise investment to take a great look at a great talent. And we knew he was that, but then we found out everything else about him. And I give Kyle a lot of credit for not playing him in that second week, but saying, hey, I'm not putting him in there. Even if we don't see him this entire year, I'm not going to put him in there until he's ready to be successful. And you give Jimmy a ton of credit because he put the work in, and we all saw what happened when he did play. He made everyone around him better.
He really was the tide that lifted all the boats in the harbor, no doubt. John Lynch, 49ers general manager here on the Damon Bruce Show. John, are you nervous at all that Jet McKinnon might not be ready for week one? I'm worried about your team a little bit. I'm worried about my fantasy team as well.
Well, it's certainly not ideal. I think you would love to see a guy like that have an opportunity to really establish a rhythm and get comfortable with the first unit and get comfortable with this playbook. It's an immense playbook. It's a complicated playbook. The nice thing is the run scheme isn't overly complicated. We run, you know, similar concepts at a different looks over and over. So I think he was starting to really get into that rhythm. And so is it ideal? Not, absolutely not. But I think Jet got a good feel of what we want, you know, during the course of the entire offseason. That goes back to OTAs and all that. And, you know, I think we also got a good feel on what he does best. And it's certainly not what you'd want, but, you know, the other side of it is he'll be fresh, and he'll have those fresh legs week one, and we look forward to having him back.
There it is, right from the GM, week one, McKinnon, fresh legs back. I love it. Look, I'm a little concerned at running back with McKinnon, Breida, and Williams all instantly suffering injuries to the point where, you know, Mostert and McNichols, I don't even know if they're going to be given opportunities with the Alfred Morris signing. Am I to look at the Morris signing as an indictment at some of your depth there? Take me through the signing of Alfred Morris and what you really hope to see.
I don't think so. I don't think it's an indictment at all. You know, we liked all of our backs. I do think, you know, one quality they all have is speed, and that's a great thing, because I think Kyle, you know, one thing I've always appreciated about him, I think as an offensive coordinator, he utilizes speed as well as anybody I've seen. And so you want to have guys that can roll, but, I think you want a little change up as well. And, that's something, frankly, we were a little concerned, about. But, you know, I've said many times, I think Jet McKinnon, although smaller in stature, he plays big. And, I think that will prove itself, you know, throughout his career here. But I think Alfred Morris is a guy that, that Kyle and his staff have had great familiarity with. He was out there. We had had been in conversations with him for some time before Jarek got hurt, and was a guy that, frankly, we didn't feel like we needed in for a whole off season. We wanted to give as many reps to the young guys as possible. And when we started to have some injuries, we thought it was the perfect time to pull the trigger. And Alfred's, you know, rounding himself himself into shape and getting back comfortable with the system. And, you know, we're excited to see him get some opportunities in these last preseason games and see where he's at.
Our very well-spoken, Stanford-educated general manager guest, for those of you who do not know or cannot detect when we're talking to him, was one of the most savage, vicious hitters in the history of the National Football League. You were a thumper of the first degree, sir. It was phenomenal to watch. This helmet rule cannot be sitting well with you and your football playing day instincts.
No, I'm not going to lie to you. I struggle with it. But I'll also tell you this. I was in those meetings when the rule came to be. And so you can have a jerk reaction, be mad at the officials. I can tell you the officials are simply calling what the competition committee is asking them to call. And, you know, there's going to be some rough spots, I think getting to a point where there's some consistency in it. And that's what everyone's struggling with. But, I think I saw a great quote from Bill Belichick. I think one thing to do is, you know, my parents always taught me when you want to be successful, study successful people. And he said something today, it doesn't matter whether I like the rule or don't like the rule. My job is to understand the rule and coach it. And so I think that's what we're all striving for, is an understanding of what is the rule. Because you can call, you know, you can articulate it and define it on paper, but I think we're all kind of in that feel out process. How are they going to call this? And I've been here before. I think the good thing about this league is that typically by the time we get to the regular season, and I know this is a rapid departure from where we've been, it starts to define itself. And I'm just hopeful that it comes to that, so that we all have a great understanding of what exactly is allowed and what isn't.
I think you'd be fined and suspended so often you couldn't even afford to play in the league. Did you? I don't know if you saw on Twitter, if you checked it all out today, but when we linked the fact that you were going to come on the show today, I put a highlight of you basically separating Marshall Faulk from the reality of this world in a hit that you put on him. And I mean, I seriously, I think you'd have a 3-week suspension if you ever hit anybody that hard in 2018.
Legal hit. Legal hit.
It was totally legal. It was clean. That was football.
With my breastplate. No, but that was, you know, it was a different game. It really was. And you know, people ask, could I have played? I would like to believe that I would have adjusted my style, but I know sometimes we've gotten to a point now where if it's a hard hit, you might as well just expect it. So I think I played at the right time.
Well intended is certainly what the helmet rule is, but another really savvy, hard-hitting, Stanford-educated guy, Richard Sherman, your prize free agent, he hates it as well. He's already addressed it on Twitter, saying the people who put this rule in place obviously don't understand the physics of the natural tackle. When you have your own player that you went out to sign saying that, how much concern do you really have about this being changed? This could change the outcome of several football games, not just on your schedule, but on everyone's schedule.
Well, listen, I think one thing when we signed Richard Sherman, one thing that we talked about is, hey, he's going to be a guy who's going to have his opinions. and we shouldn't think that's going to change when we bring him in here. Now, one thing I'll tell you about Richard's opinions, they're typically well thought out. And so, you know, he's a grown man, and he's going to have to, you know, defend and stand behind all those. I think he's done a tremendous job throughout his career doing that. Sometimes he gets emotional, but, you know, I think Richard will adjust to the rules just like everybody else will. That's what great players do. But I don't think he's ever going to be a guy who's going to bite his tongue and not say what's on his mind. So that's one thing that comes with the package, and we love that package that he brings.
Absolutely. Hopefully he is healthy and ready to go as soon as possible, too. We're getting ready for week one. John Lynch, 49ers general manager, here on 95.7 The Game. So a really quick thumbnail sketch of your rookies, Dante Pettis, Fred Warner, Mike McGlinchey. Who's been a standout for you?
I think all those guys. I really do. McGlinchey, it's so fun for me to watch him here because one thing you notice just the more you honed in on him, he's a big man. he's lanky. He's long levered. All those things. But, you know, one thing that J.J. Watt said to me on the field down there after they went against each other, wow, this guy really surprised me, being a guy that's that tall and that long, but he can still bend, and the power he has. I think he's a guy that will continue to improve. Why did we draft him? Because we felt like he was a plug and play, could play right away, and could play at a high level and do it for a long time. And I think we're even more convicted on that after spending some time around Mike. Will it be perfect? No, it never is. But I think he's made of the right stuff. He's incredibly talented, and so we're super high on him. Dante Pettis, we loved the fact that he could play all three receiver positions, and he has shown us that he can do that and do it with great skill. The other thing he brought instantly, because you never know how quickly they're going to adapt to an offense and everything that's asked of them, but we knew right away he would help us in the return game. And one of the fun things, I mean, we're talking about the guy who's the all-time leader in punt return touchdowns in the NCAA history. And I'm watching it happen right before our eyes. When you have guys, and we drafted Pettis, and we drafted a kid named DJ Reed in the fifth round, who was the number two punt returner in the country last year, everybody blocks a little harder because they understand that on any given play, the ball could go the distance, you know, that these guys could go the distance. And so we're watching that happen, and that's fun. So Dante brings a lot. And then Fred Warner, he was a tough guy to scout because he played a different position at BYU. Almost played like a nickel back out in the slot, but we felt like his skills and profile really translated to the way our inside linebackers play. He hasn't missed a beat since he's got here. He's arrived here. He's incredibly cerebral at the position, very athletic. And a lot of people had a question about the physicality, but he's shown us that he loves the physicality and has really excelled at it. So those are three guys. I think there's Tarvarius Moore is a guy who is making a transition to corner. We've been very impressed with his transition. DJ Reed is a guy who's has shown up. He shows up every day in practice and makes a play and always know that he's going to be 100% full speed. you know, our sixth rounder, Marcel Harris, is a guy who had an Achilles injury, but, you know, was coming back, starting to play well, and tweaked his hamstring. So, you know, we're waiting for him to get back and healthy. Our seventh rounders, you know, that's a round that's been good to us this year. It looks the same. Richie James, a receiver who looks like he can contribute right away. And then Julian Taylor is a guy who, with some injuries, has started for us on the D-line. So I think we're going to have a really strong rookie class. That remains to be seen. They got to go show that they can do it in regular season. But we love their early returns.
John, that's one of the most thorough, complete, and thoughtful answers to any question I've ever asked a GM. Do you realize that I asked Trent Baalke once what his favorite side dish was at Thanksgiving, and he dodged that question. Like, that was awesome. Thank you very much for being so open and honest. I got one tough one for you, hopefully you'll be open and honest about this one, because Reuben Foster obviously had a very tumultuous offseason, and now that that's behind you, the franchise, and him, what do you hope are the lessons learned by the player? And after that, what are some of the lessons you hope that have been learned by local media?
Well, I think for the player, and I can tell you that Reuben has taken this to heart, and he's really he used it as an opportunity to really improve himself, to really you know, to look deep into himself and say, okay, what do I want out of this career? What do I want out of my life? And we tried to help provide resources and teach him that you can't put yourself in certain situations, even if, you know, ultimately as you know, as I think was proven that, you know, he maybe wasn't to blame, but, you know, that you can't even put yourself in those situations. And I think Reuben's done a great deal of reflection and work, on how to best not put himself in those situations. I think that will be ongoing, and just as it is for a lot of young kids, but we're proud of the efforts he's making. He's a terrific player, and he's a terrific spirit, I think. And I think this could be, you know, something that started rough. You know, I think one thing I learned is that, you know, we knew we'd have to put some structure around him, but that's a lot easier. They did it well at Alabama, but, you know, in college, that's a different deal. These guys are men. When they leave the facility, we can't be with them 24 hours. And so maybe that's a little more difficult, but, you know, so we all learn lessons from it. As for what the media learned, I can't speak for them. I understand they have a job to do. Was it difficult for me and for Kyle, you know, throughout this process? Sure. You know, we have families and, you know, we care about issues just like everyone else does. But when you feel convicted, one thing we talked about when we took this job is some of the deep conversations is that we're going to always try to do the right thing. And that means sometimes it won't be popular. Sometimes, it won't be, accepted by, you know, by a ton of people, but we got to do what we believe is right. That's what we did in this situation. And fortunately, you know, he's here. And, you know, I think our trust in him was proved to be, you know, I don't know whether the right decision, but, in our mind it was. And so, I think we got to understand that, we move forward from here, and we all try to continue on that path to get better and better. And I think Reuben, most of all, has taken that to heart, and we're proud of him for that.
Appreciate how candid you are on that. John Lynch, 49ers general manager. Back to the fun stuff. How happy are you that Hard Knocks is in Cleveland and not in your backyard?
Oh, man. If there's, you know, I think if there's motivation, there's so many motivations to be successful in this league. It's what you strive for. But one of the great motivations, if we make the playoffs, we never have to think about that. So that's why I grind every day, you know. But I will tell you, that Baker Mayfield thing that came out on John Dorsey today, I know John Dorsey fairly well, and if you haven't watched it, that's about as good as it gets.
We'll watch it tonight for sure. Really appreciate having you on. Thank you so much for joining us. And it's now, I think it's important to know that it's not about a Lombardi trophy. It's about avoiding Hard Knocks. That's what I'm taking away from this. Thank you so much, John. It was great talking to you. Have yourself a great day.
Thanks a lot, Damon. All right.
John Lynch, GM, 49ers. Awesome stuff. Like, seriously, awesome stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.